Welcome to The Philosopher and the Psychologist, a podcast where all topics related to human life can be discussed. Featuring thinker, writer, and global nomad Nadine Mackey, and Caroline Müller, online psychologist, Buddhist therapist, and mindfulness trainer. Now make yourself comfortable, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
Hi there.
Hello.
So what's happening? What's happening today?
I don't know. Let's talk about love, maybe. What do you think about that?
Okay, why not? Was not expecting it, but it's okay. I accept.
You accept? Full of love, I hope.
Hopefully, we'll see. Mm-hmm. You know, they say love and hate, they're not very far from each other.
Yes.
I don't know how, but I heard this before.
They say many things, so it doesn't necessarily have to be true.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, not only they say it, but sometimes you see it. Like, you hear, like, sometimes, for example, you're invited to a marriage. Okay, the big wedding, you know, full of flowers and stuff like this. Then you hear in the news that the guy killed his wife. I mean, I took an extreme case here. Okay. To start well, you know.
To start well, yes, you made your point clear. I understand. Love can for sure turn into hate, right?
Most of the time, it doesn't happen like this. Most of the time, they just don't invite you for their divorce. No.
Yes, and often they don't divorce at all, but they just hate.
Oh, this I know a lot about this also. So, what's our topic? Is it hate or love?
Let's talk about love first. Maybe hate another time.
All right. Okay, we make another episode.
I'm in the mood for something a little bit more positive, if you ask me.
All right. So, sorry. Maybe I was on the wrong path.
Yes, you use your crazy wisdom. It's all right. So let us talk about love. And the question is, what is love, first of all, maybe to have a look at it, you know. I think it's very complicated. We use this word a lot, and I always say to my clients that when we, like, everybody uses the word love quite a lot, and we have to understand that everybody understands something different when we talk about love, because everybody has his experiences and, you know, had different relations, love with the parents, love for friends, love for activities or for the world. Like, love is a very individual definition, let's say, for everyone. So, but maybe you can give us a philosophical idea. What is love?
How do you see the philosophical idea I have is that love is a word in the dictionary. I mean, in the English language. If you go to other languages, you find many other words.
Yeah, I mean, this
and
is
some languages this is, they don't even have a dictionary. Can you imagine?
Yeah, but I mean, this is
makes it harder.
it's very obvious that love is just a word. It's like air or fire. It's just a sound that comes from your mouth. But this word represents something, right?
I mean, otherwise, represents something.
I mean, this is what we're talking about. I'm not talking with you about the word. I'm not talking with you about the sound that I make with my mouth. I would like to talk with you about this feeling or this activity, maybe, that it represents. It symbolizes it, right?
So it represents something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it represents something. I don't know. Does it represent something? What is the thing it represents? That's the question.
That's the question, yeah. Do you have an idea?
Okay, let's finish this. Let's finish this talk. We we talked about everything.
Beautiful.
The idea I have is there are some phenomena we see in nature. For example, you walk close to a bear, a mother bear, who's having her baby somewhere in the forest. And this mother bear, she jumps on you and she kills you. Example.
Mm-hmm.
Is that love? It's a question, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or you walk like this, you find a bird going kilometers to bring a small piece of food and put it in the mouth of his baby in his nest. Is that love? It's another question. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you see in the animal kingdom, which we are part of, well, we are the best animals.
Let's not go into that topic now.
You see things like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even for us, right? We do the same things.
I'm not talking about feelings now.
We do the same things. I said we do the same things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we mm-hmm. do the same things. But until now, I'm not talking about feelings. I didn't use the word feelings, and I didn't even go into any kind of emotion. I'm talking about an activity, as you said in the beginning. It's just like something that is happening. It's like when you see a stone coming down or something falling from a tree, you call it, this is the manifestation of the law of gravity. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is that a manifestation of love? And if the answer is yes, so what's the feeling that those individuals have inside them? What kind of energy they have inside them for this mother bear to protect her children, or for this bird to go and bring the food for his baby, or for a mother to risk her life to make her baby survive? What is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the famous song of Bob Marley, it's not necessarily Bob Marley maybe who wrote the song. He says, is this love that I'm feeling?
Mm-hmm.
If he asks this question, it means that it's not an easy question. You can feel something and you ask yourself, you wonder, what I'm feeling now, what is it? Is it love? So how we manage?
I don't know, you got me confused. So.
Ah, excellent!
No, I mean, until now, I totally agree with you. First of all, you don't even know what's like driving a being to do all these things. What's the energy? What's the motivation? What's the feeling behind it? We cannot look into the head of the mama bear, right? I don't know. I really have no idea.
You are confused.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I'm so confused when it comes to the topic of love. Because every time I have a feeling that could be a feeling like love, I ask myself, is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love? Love for something that is outside of me? Or is it more a love for myself?
A love for yourself, you mean like something that reflects on you, that makes you just feel good about yourself? Or
yes.
What do you,
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like, mm-hmm. for example, I give you an example. Like, I take a beer. Huh? You know, my examples are always funny. Huh?
Mm.
I think you noticed this, no?
I know this for a very long time already.
You take a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will understand my example very well.
I'm sure. I mean, I understand it, Dennis. I'm German. I love beer. So go ahead.
Excellent. You take a beer, you take a sip of your beer, and you are thirsty, you know. And then you look at it and you say, oh, I love you so much. So what is that love?
Or is it just the fulfillment of one of your desires, right? I mean, this is...
Well, exactly. What is that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you love the beer? Do you love the feeling that the beer gives you? What is it? Okay, replace the beer by someone. Replace the beer by a person. I look at you and I say, oh, I love you. I'm in love with you. My heart is beating with you with love. What does it mean? Do I love you or do I love the feeling you give me or both? Or do I like the feeling I have in your presence? Now replace this with the mother and the kid, the baby. How does the mother loves her baby? I don't know. Me, I'm not a mother.
I mean, for sure, there, like, if we talk about love, you know, I think what we mean in love in the purest form, that doesn't matter in what conditions we are. Let's take the example of the beer, you know, it should not matter if I'm thirsty or not thirsty. I see the beer and I just feel this emotion, regardless of how I feel in this situation, right? Or even for a person, you know. I think this is, like, let's say, maybe the ideal form of love that we talk about a lot, you know, not necessarily the form of love that we see a lot in everyday life, but if we talk about it from a spiritual or religious or from an ideal point of view, then if we talk about unconditional love, it means that it doesn't matter how I feel in the same situation. Or it's not, maybe not even that important.
Take the example of a mother and her child. A mother loves her child. Okay? Let's call it like this. One day, you know my examples are a bit funny. Yeah? One day, the child dies. Materially, he's not there anymore. Will the mother stop loving her child?
No.
So what does she love? Will she still feel love for her child who's already dead?
I'm very sure that she will still feel love for it. She will probably still, she will love the memory, she will love the fact that she had a child, and she will also feel a lot of pain, so there we are again, maybe at the positive and the negative very close to each other. But I mean, the child is not physically there anymore, but she probably loved or will still love the memories that she had with this child.
So you see, so I do it on purpose to bring this topic to extremes like this. Since the beginning we started to talk about this topic, I went into terrible extremes. I went into death. I went into killing. I went into pain, I went into hate, so that we see the boundaries of this huge topic. It's like an ocean. You want to understand the ocean, let's start by see the boundaries of this ocean, you know? It's an ocean of love. And this ocean is so big and so confusing. And even full of terror and threats. We go swimming into it and we don't know if we will get out from there alive or not. You see what kind of love I'm talking about?
More or less.
You go into you take a risk when the mother is pregnant, when the mother is raising her kids. She doesn't know what's going to happen. She doesn't know if already her baby will be in good health or no in the beginning. She doesn't know if this kid will survive or not. She doesn't know if he survives, if he will be happy or no. It's a risky enterprise undertaking. And you go into that risk. And you risk yourself to become crazy, to become even mentally sick, because you love your kids. You go into stress, anxiety, you go into so many things. So you see, like, I'm talking about love in a weird way now. It's a very weird way, no? Don't you find it? It's weird.
It is weird. It's not the Hollywood love stories that we everybody knows. I mean, it's true. Like I mean, love is not like in the books and in the movies, right? I mean, I think we all know
But
that
in the books
love.
and in the movie, but sorry to interrupt you, just 1 second, but in the books and in the movie, sometimes it's like this also.
Yeah, of course. If you, yeah, of course, sure, for sure. And also in real life, I mean, love sometimes is quite complicated, right? And I think we need to have a lot of trust, let's say, right, to get into that and to just see what will happen. You know, it's like jumping off a cliff and to see if you will fly or not, if you will fall. And you cannot know in advance, and you will not know where this path will lead you. It could be the big destruction, or it could be something extremely beautiful.
Exactly. This is a kind of, it's maybe a kind of introduction about love. I mean, our topic is kind of love and relationships, so we will get into romantic love, like the love between a man and a woman, or between a woman and a woman, or a man and a man, or love between two friends. So you see that it's me personally, I find it sometimes in the same time beautiful and complicated to tackle this topic, because you don't know from where to go into it if you are going to talk about it like generally, like we are doing, you know. You don't have a particular situation you're talking about. When it comes to particular situations, sometimes it's easier.
Yes, this is true, right? It makes it less general.
And you remember we said there is a difference between the feeling of love and the desire of being loved. And there is a lot of confusion about this because the line between both is so thin. And that's probably what explains that something that we call love in the beginning ends up, as I said in the beginning, into a kind of a divorce. You see it very, very rarely between a parents and their kids, but you still see it, but very, very rarely. But between, like in relationships between spouses, you see it very, very often. So how come? How can love transform into hatred or into a disconnection? This is probably because of this confusion between love and the desire to be loved.
Yeah, I think it's a personally me, when I think about love, I think that love is something that is selfless, let's say. It's not about me, it's about the other. To the biggest part, let's say. I mean, it's easier said than done, right? Of course, also
Of course,
I
of
think it's
course.
a I mean, you know, I think it's a mix of both. Of course, I fall in love with somebody because they make me feel good with myself, because they accept me or they love me as I am, or you know, like there are many, many reasons I enjoy spending time with them. I like the person that I am with this person, with this other person. But like, I think also that the focus on the other is so tremendously important to say that this is not necessarily about me. If you get lost in yourself, in your if you're focused only on yourself and your own desires and your wishes and how you should feel, then it's maybe a spiral that will go in the wrong direction, no? Something
It
that
goes it
will.
go it goes it goes in the wrong direction if the other person who you are in love with stops giving you the things you need. Because in the beginning, oh, this person is giving me the things that I need or things that I like. Then when that person stops giving you those things, then you say, oh, I don't love this person anymore. So what did you love in that case? Did you love the person? Or did you love the things that the person gives you? Or the feeling that that person makes you feel? Because any person you will fall in love with, or you will love, that person will change. So what do you love in that person? His behavior. His behavior will change. His face will change.
Mm-hmm.
His body or her body, it will change. Everything will change. So how can you be in love with someone if you know that that person is going to change? So you're in love with what? Oh, so you are in love with that person now, but not tomorrow. Well, tomorrow we will see, because tomorrow that person will change.
Mm-hmm.
So are you, is it, everything is clear now, or you're more confused?
Oh, I more or less keep the same level of confusion. I feel very comfortable at this level. No, I mean, I think you're right. And I just thought about it and I said, yeah, it's true. Everything changes. I mean, this is like, this is such a natural law, right? Everything changes. And maybe even my own desires and my own needs, they change. So I asked myself, like, does it mean that... ideally, we change in the same path, and then we can keep the love, or we just focus on the other, how they change. So what does it mean to love in that sense, right? Like, I mean, if everything changes, so what is it? What is this energy? Because everybody of us, I guess, already felt love or was in love with something or somebody, you know? Even sometimes we fall in love with, as you said, as with friends, or me, I think about it like music, for example, you know, there's a certain energy and it feels very similar sometimes. So what is this, you know? And
excellent question.
And me, sometimes I feel that it's like, it's connection, you know, it's like finding, like, it's just exchanging one word for another, right? Love for connection. But it's like, it's like to feel one with something or someone.
One of my professors of philosophy of language, he mm-hmm. said one day, you can, like, the sentence he said is so short, you know, but the meaning of it is so huge. He said, you cannot get out of the dictionary.
Mm.
You can try to explain one word, one concept, with other words, but yeah, all those words, you will still be stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come to try to explain love with words, you will be stuck. So that's why there are so much art and music and theater and dance and experiences about love, because you cannot get it from the dictionary, kind of.
And so many trials to express it, right? Just in a different form, right? Because, I mean, if you think about love, it's something that happens inside of you, something that you feel, as you said, you cannot get out of the dictionary. So you try to do it in other ways, you know, with colors or with moving your body or with writing poems. And still we don't know what's going on in one person.
I suggest that mm-hmm. we end this talk now with this very nice confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And in the next video, we will dance and sing. Or talk about relationships, as you wish.
We will see. Let's get surprised.
Let's see. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed this talk I had with this funny psychologist. If you want to learn more about our work, services, to see more articles or other videos, please have a look at our website, philosopherandpsychologist.com, with dashes between the words. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Stay tuned and see you soon.